For five straight uninterrupted minutes, Oklahoma's head coach Brent Venables listed off Tennessee's impressive stats through the first three games of the season. And of course, the legacy Josh Heupel created during his time with the Oklahoma program. At the end of Brent Venables' opening statement, he said, "Winners know how to win, and Josh has done just that." All of this setting up for an emotional return for Coach Josh Heupel and the Sooner faithful. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass. This is a matchup all anyone could talk about since the schedule release. And now that we're finally here in game week between Tennessee and Oklahoma, it's tough not to go down memory lane. Josh Heupel winning the program's seventh and most recent national championship, being a Heisman finalist, eventually being named the co-offensive coordinator, all the way until his untimely firing. He's set to make his first return to Norman in about 10 years. And this game will be unlike any other for Heupel, because while it'll be familiar, it'll be entirely different. From the colors he's wearing to being on the opposing sideline, which he's never been on, not even for a scrimmage. But beyond this mounting homecoming narrative, he's not made it about himself. We've touched on that earlier this week. If you missed it, let this be a chance to subscribe. But we heard Miles Kitzelman, the Tennessee tight end, saying he's not talked about this being a homecoming for Coach Josh Heupel. In fact, it's only remained staying in the win column, going 1-0 in SEC play, and letting this be an opportunity to continue bolstering their resume and campaign to being a playoff caliber team. And we even had a chance to hear from the other players on the team, and they talked about how it's also a chance to put the power T on display. All of this is a sentiment that's been reinforced this entire week.
I haven't heard anyone say, "Let's go get this for Coach," because Coach Heupel, the way he approaches it, he doesn't bring it up to make it about him. So no one really is even thinking about it of like, "Let's go win this for Coach Heupel," you know, things like that. He's just always continuing to push us to be part of Tennessee, push the power T, and that's what we playing for. We playing for the power T. We know the power T is going to be long gone after us. We just want to continue to build a legacy here for when we're gone, that people can say what these guys of the 2014 did.
Now, that sentiment from Amari Thomas is something that's rang true Heupel's entire time on Rocky Top, but it's what brings us to Brent Venables' press conference from earlier this week, where he essentially says Heupel's always been a culture guy. So it shouldn't be any surprise that through adversity of NCAA investigations, scholarship reductions, recruiting limitations, that Heupel's been able to build a strong and successful culture at Tennessee.
Didn't try to be anybody that he wasn't. Incredible, again, humility, respect for his teammates. But he bridged, and I don't know what the culture was like before we got here, so it's not really fair for me to say that he changed it, other than there was some brokenness, and he brought people together, and he was able to relate to people regardless of what they come from.
And beyond what Heupel did as a player for the Sooners, he's always been able to get the most out of his players, and specifically his quarterbacks. During the early 2000s, he mentored two Heisman Trophy winners in Sam Bradford and Jason White. When he was named the offensive coordinator in 2011, his offense had the 10th best mark in college football during that time, where they averaged 475 yards of total offense. Something quite similar to what he's been doing here on Rocky Top. In 2022, it was 525 yards of total offense per game. In 2023, it's 447 yards of total offense on average per game. And then this 2024, Nico Imaliava-led offense. It's quite similar to that 2022 team, though we'll see how legit it is once they take on the 15th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. But it brings me back to the SEC media days, when Venable says he's always held Heupel on a pedestal as a player. Those statements echoed again during his press conference earlier this week.
I know, speaking from, you know, coaches and again, also being a fan, you know, I was a fan too. There can't be someone with a stronger legacy. He's a national championship coach, and timing's everything. And there was a period where, you know, Oklahoma hadn't had a winning season for, I don't know, how many years in a row was it? Five straight years of not going to a bowl game. And in the first year, going 7-5, and then out of nowhere, you know, to go 13-0 in several games within that year. You know, Oklahoma was an underdog, or again had to come from behind in those games, where you really felt Sooner Magic was reignited, and he was a catalyst of that. And people won't forget that.
So Heupel's press conferences on Mondays usually are about 15 minutes. I'm not really sure the last time we really even got too close to the 20-minute mark. Brent Venables, it seems that a lot of his press conferences are like 30, 40, 50 minutes long. This week it was about 42 minutes long. And a lot of that time, the reporters were really asking him about his time with Heupel, you know, as a coach, as a player, and when they were both coaches. But they even had a chance to go back to the recruiting days and what Brent Venables remembers from those early days of Coach Josh Heupel eventually becoming the Oklahoma Sooners quarterback.
We didn't know anything about Josh, but he was outside of the office windows. There's a quarterback. He's on a visit, and there's maybe two guys on a visit, and he was one of them. And he was outside on the – we had an old turf field down there, and he was – playing catch, and again, I'm saying this with incredible appreciation and respect for Josh. Couldn't have been more wrong. Don't judge a book by its cover. And he was skinny and just frail, and it was in the middle of winter, just kind of pasty, and the ball was coming off. It was southpaw, probably hadn't played in, you know, a couple months, and the ball was wobbly. It, you know, Josh could occasionally do that. And we're like, that ain't it. And Leach, he didn't want to bring Akili Smith in on a visit. No, not interested. And
now all of these comments are really nice, and they're very flowery, and it gets you gushing and blushing and all of these positive and warm feelings. But once warm-ups are done, you get ready for kickoff, maybe Heupel has his first wave to the crowd, all of this nice gushy feeling, it goes out the window. Just like Brent Venables said in his press conference, and a sentiment that Heupel and opposing fan bases have, once it's kickoff time, it doesn't matter who's on the other side of the sideline, you want the away team, you want your opponent to lose. Brent Venables mentioned that today. You know, you got to forget that it's Josh Heupel on that sideline, because Oklahoma fans want Tennessee to lose. And Tennessee fans, of course, they want Oklahoma to lose.
Make no mistake, Oklahoma fans are going to see Coach Heupel, you know, take a loss on Saturday night. And there will be nobody that, you know, feels bad if he doesn't, if they don't do well.
It's going to be a great environment. You know, they get a chance to play in the best conference of football ever. So it's a conference that we play in already, so they get to join it. It's fun, you know, getting a chance to play against guys. It's going to be a great game. I'm excited for them. You know, they get to play their first SEC game, our first SEC game of the year. So it's a lot riding on this game. There's a lot going into it, and we just have to continue to be prepared and ready to go out there and do what we do.
Now, we'll dive more into the X's and O's on Friday when Jimmy Himes and I kind of do a keys to the game and kind of what will be the difference maker in this ranked matchup, a chance for Tennessee to get its second ranked win of the season. Also, wish me luck. I am doing the race for the Summit 5K on Saturday. I signed up for it earlier this week, so I don't really have any training heading into this race, but I thought it would be a good way to, you know, give back to the community for the legendary Pat Summit and the Alzheimer's research that is benefited from our participation in this race. Wish me luck. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully it goes well. But in the meantime, definitely make sure to subscribe. Thank you so much for watching and listening. And again, we'll be back Friday afternoon to talk all things X's and O's between Tennessee and Oklahoma. I'll talk to you guys then.